No, mine was $23.
I got some vinegar plastics that'll stick inside of you.
Dude, we're all gonna die of cancer because of microplastics already.
Yes.
Hexy.
So has the podcast, have you guys done the podcast introduction? I'm above that.
She said.
I've never done it before. Clearly.
Well.
And that's why you're a Razorback.
Being said, I just, you know, today I wanted to go ahead and take the time to shine a light on a pervasive yet overlooked crime that is plaguing a city, and that city is San Francisco, and that crime is human trafficking. We're bros murder.
Just look back at it.
I look back at it as I tell you true crime cases, as we tell you true crime cases of color.
Hell yeah.
Brother?
Hell yeah, brother. It's a murder.
It's a murder.
That's our
yeah.
Southern version of the podcast.
I'm a thorn bat. That's what it is.
And I have itchy armpits.
Yeah, I'm Andre. This is Robert. That's Battle. And this is Thorn Bat.
Thorn
Bat. This is Thorn Bat. Often when people talk about San Francisco and crime, they automatically go to the reality of the crime that usually happens there, which is carjacking, because San Francisco is known as like the carjacking capital of the United States, or blipping, which I did watch a documentary about car break-ins. I've had coworkers.
Why is it called
that...
blipping?
You have to have like an ID to buy spark plugs there, because the little pieces of porcelains, you could break it. Like, you could break the spark plug and just use a tiny piece of porcelain and crack windows, which is, I think that's pretty cool to know.
I don't know what you just said.
And if you are breaking a window, never aim for the center, you aim for the corners. Because windows are made to be, like, pushed in. So it's easier to shatter a window if you hit
the corners in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I lied.
Rock cars.
I'm not a thornback. I'm a Venus death trap.
I like
that. That's what they used to call me in high school.
Whoa.
Honestly.
No, I'm kidding.
Super, super, super.
Because it grips.
And that grip, Brenner. It consumes things.
Grips, doesn't let go, and then dissolves you and digests it.
Over a long period of time.
Honestly, that's very fitting, and I'll take it.
So it is true that, you know, San Francisco has a very high carjacking and breaking in rate, but there are a lot of people that actually get trafficked, human trafficked there, and quite often.
It's a major problem.
Isn't New York one of those too when it comes to human trafficking?
I don't know. I didn't read about
Robert
New York.
In high school.
Port of Entry.
The human trafficker.
Port of Entry.
Port of Entry. I was like, Robert, what have you been doing?
Human trafficking.
So this report that I read by CBS News, they uncovered that like a pretty big truth about human trafficking in San Francisco. And according to that report, victims of this crime are predominantly under the age of 25, women, and people of color. And unfortunately, these individuals are lured into the shadow of promises of a better life, but only to find themselves trapped in a nightmare of exploitation and abuse, because oftentimes it's not... Well, all times, it's not a pretty thing when people are taken without consent.
I'd like to say that maybe every time it happens.
Yeah, that's why I said all the time. That's why I said all the time. I corrected myself and said all the time. Because it's
no one's having a good time when they get in traffic.
No. And while this article was written back in 2023, trafficking hasn't really gone anywhere. Because they mentioned in this article that years previous to this article being written, the actual human trafficking rate has like declined. However, it's not zero. So there's a problem still.
Do you know how much it declined by?
No, but I do have some numbers on...
During the pandemic, we saw a decrease. So we saw a lot of decrease in like violent crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they mentioned in it.
An increase in spousal abuse, though.
Yes.
And I wonder how that impacted human trafficking. Because like on one side, people are wearing masks. It's easier to conceal identity. But also, like...
No one's going outside, really.
And these are like cases that are actually reported versus things that are unreported. Mm-hmm. And how many organizations are actually out there that
are reporting
their cases that come through. And while I was reading about human trafficking, I did have like a lot of questions about who the perpetrators were behind this type of trade, because pretty much they are preying on the hopes and dreams of people, or like the city's most vulnerable people, I feel like. And it's unfortunate that they have these labels of being vulnerable when it's like, maybe we could treat people with dignity and respect. I don't know.
Yeah, like the individual themselves isn't vulnerable. There's a system that has failed them, that put them in a vulnerable situation.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't call a person who's human trafficking, you're weak, you're vulnerable. Like, no, the situation that you're in has exposed you to a lot of potential dangers.
I mean, I think you can be described as vulnerable without it being a mark of, like, your abilities or character. It's just you are in a vulnerable position.
Yes.
For something to happen.
Well, and also, like, coyotes and, like, people who use illegal ways to, like, immigrate. That is a form of human trafficking, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of that is done through organized crime, where, like, you get to the other side and now you are indentured to, like, a criminal group. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
get to the other side.
Even if we were to just say, like, I'm more vulnerable to some crimes than the three of you being a woman, it doesn't mean I'm weaker than you. It just means we have different obstacles in our lives.
But it sucks, too, because there are other communities that are affected, but it's predominantly younger people, women, and people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same article, they mention that the San Francisco's mayor's task force on anti-human trafficking released a report detailing the types of human trafficking cases that government, like the local government and different organizations released in 2021, and it found that in the document it was reported that 91% of the cases that were like sex trafficking cases. 94% of those survivors were women. 88% of them were individuals under the ages of 25 through 49. Under the age of 25, and 49% of those victims were minors.
Why is that so many of them were related to sex trafficking? Because I definitely thought the majority was like labor. Wonder why I have that impression.
If you think too, I think they're just a lot of like sick individuals.
Well, take into account like the whole thing with what's his name? Jeff Warren. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't give a shit what his name is. Point is, like what he was doing was considered human trafficking, but for labor and sexual purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And like people wouldn't necessarily immediately think of that because it was a fucking church.
Like,
a religious institution. What?
The Yellow Deli. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes, no. I have.
No.
What's heard that? At some point. It's like a new age cult with like a bunch of coffee shops that like that's how they get people.
Reckless Ben covered them.
Well,
Reckless Ben.
Scary.
Reckless Ben hacked or like became owner of that company because they had like very loose like whatever with their name, so he like bought like their rights or something like that. It's really funny. Yeah, but of that same data, 72% of the people were people of color, with the largest group of people being African American. And what sucks about it too is that traffickers, they often exploit vulnerabilities, whether it's like economic hardship or immigration status, or just simply having like a lack of like support system. So they definitely go for people that are in a more vulnerable state, or just in the wrong place, or like in the right place at the wrong time. Because it's, people should have inalienable human rights to go wherever and do whatever, as long as, you know, they're respectful of the people around them. But that's just not the case.
But sometimes you're just born into the wrong situation. Because like at the hospital I work at, we have a lot of kids that come through long term who are victims of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are young girls who are black and brown. And they were never like kidnapped or taken somewhere. It's been their family members who have been the people human trafficking, you know.
Which like kills me, considering like it just makes you think of how many times I've seen like, I mean, not necessarily, well, I guess it's kind of true crime podcasts where like it's like they're reading people's personal stories, or even like the Facebook groups from where I grew up where it's these white women who are like, I almost got human trafficked at Target. And it's like,
oh my God,
people aren't gonna fucking target you because you're a wealthy white woman. Like,
yeah,
you would draw a lot of attention. Like, you're
like, this man was following me in Target. Ma'am, you have a camera in his face. leave him alone. He's not doing anything. He's just walking behind you.
Like,
or like those videos where it's like, oh, this person put a zip tie on my door in the parking lot. And it's like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that that never happens, but like, this whole like, it's one of those things where there's so much attention on these people in this very specific scenario that is being overblown, that it's taking complete attention away from the actual fucking problem.
Yeah.
I hate that there are a handful of people that could delegitimize real issues. And it sucks that happens. But I think there, for San Francisco's case at least, there are like rays of hope, because there are organizations like the San Francisco Collaborative Against Human Trafficking that work tirelessly to provide support and resources to survivors and helping them rebuild their lives in the aftermath of trauma. So I think it's important to recognize that there are different organizations that are there to make sure that people have the resources and the support that they need to cope with living a life that, like, a fulfilled life. So while it sucks, we have to, I guess, look at the silver linings, that there is some type of hope for people that are in these situations. And I hope that we're able to drop it down to like zero. And while I think there are, I still think there are a lot of throes, however, like struggles with what we're facing in the United States specifically, overall, because in my opinion, I think that we need to make sure that there are ways that we need to have embedded laws or protection in racial justice and equity in our systems that pretty much govern our society. And I think over time, like we've talked about it multiple times, like justice is not, there's not a lot of equity in justice unless you come from a very privileged background. And maybe it's changing now, which I haven't seen.
Is it?
I just hope that, you know, there's more awareness and people are still fighting the good fight to ensure that we have a better future for generations to come after us.
Well, I think it absolutely has gotten better. Like, if we just look at like rate of lynchings over time, like they still happen, but they're fewer and farther between. And like, I want that trend to continue forever until it is zero. You know, and then the last time it happened was 100 years ago. Like, those trends. But, like, when it comes to human trafficking, my big concern is that, like, a lot of this is coming from, like, conflict regions. And, like, until humans aren't conflicting with each other, I'm so worried that that's one of those issues that, like, cannot be resolved permanently to, like, zero, you know?
Again, that's one of those things that, like, I've heard over the years, like, through articles or whatever that I've read over time. So, like, I can't specifically quote it right this or know the source 100%, but I do remember hearing, like, years ago that one of the major factors or, like, one of the things that has a lot of sex trafficking around it are major sporting events in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, like, yeah. So, like, if you have, like, the Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of activity as far as human trafficking and sex trafficking around that event. Things like that.
Oh. I didn't know that. I guess, yeah, it makes sense. Because there's a lot of people there. You want to send
fuck,
your...
Yeah. I guess.
It's part of... It's a huge...
I mean, you see that a lot in entertainment too. Like, for example, Battle. I know you watch Baddies East on Zeus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been getting exposed recently for human trafficking because a lot of the girls who are part of the network, who are, like, I guess the best word would be, like, excommunicated, like they were pushed out of the network, have been coming out and talking about how they had to do sexual favors to get casted or do sexual favors with the production and the producers to even get to the auditions. And a couple of girls even came out and said that they were being forced and told to sleep with people on the production, like cameramen, security. The one girl named Scarface, she said that she was told to sleep with the cameraman. People think she's lying about it, but she said that she was told to sleep with the cameraman and claimed that she was going to say that she was raped by him because she wasn't consenting to it.
I mean, then
that kind of sent me down a rabbit hole where a lot of people who are in entertainment are coming out as victims of these different sexual misconduct.
Well, that's the thing that pisses me off about it is because people have been making jokes about it in, like, especially the pop industry for fucking mm-hmm. ever. I mean, they were saying that shit about bands like NSYNC back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, when people actually are like, well, yeah, this did happen to me, they're like, oh, no, it didn't. You're lying.
It's like that one dude in the X-Men.
It's an open secret.
I forget what his name was. He, like, committed suicide. He was in X2. But he came out about, like, years later about how he was being passed around by producers in the industry. It's all human trafficking. Like, people are exchanging other humans for positions of power and shit like that. I mentioned Zeus because this is recently coming out, and a lot of the women who are part of Zeus are black women from the struggle who get promised this, come get the bag. Like, you want to come get this money? You'll get some clout. And they're being human trafficked for it.
And what's crazy too is that people know that it's going on, but no one, like, really cares. I think that's why I was interested in looking at an article. I mean, one, I moved to California, so I was looking for stuff, like, pertaining to California, but also it's not just an isolated incident, right? And we all just brought up examples of where it happens, why it happens, and there's so many cases, and, like, there are cases in which it's acceptable for it to happen, and when victims come out and say, and acceptable in the sense that, like, oh, these people are getting on TV, or these people are becoming, like, millionaires and stuff like that, I just think that there's, like, a lot of trauma to have to unpack, and I don't think that it's right. And again, it goes back to people should have the inalienable rights to be wherever they want as long as they're treating others, like, with others in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that when it comes to, and I'm not saying that celebrities need to be taken care of or anything like that, but when it comes to, like, celebrities, like, yes, while they may be millionaires or whatever it may be, like, to get to the point where they are, what did they have to do? And, like, what did they have to do? And how much did they have to, like, defile themselves in order? And it's not even them, like, defiling themselves. It's, like, them, like, unwillingly... It's like, I take
being
it back,
put
sorry.
In a position that they can't.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Where they are being defiled. That's what I meant, how I meant to say
it. Yeah, perfect example is all the Harvey Weinstein horse shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and her...
Manager. Oh my god, yeah.
So, oh, what's his name?
Scooter Fromm? Right?
Scooter Braum. That piece
Did
of
she
shit.
Win that case against them? She lost that case, right?
Yeah, I don't think. I don't remember, but I feel like. I don't know. I mean, that's why she wasn't making music for such a long fucking time, because he, like, had control of all of her shit.
Yeah, he had her masters, right?
It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about, and that's something that I read about to educate myself, like, a little bit more, but also maybe bring more insight to other people that didn't have an idea about how shitty human trafficking is and how real it is.
Yeah, I think we should take this opportunity too. I want to highlight the organization Polaris. They work to reshape the system around sex and labor trafficking in North America specifically. But I know there are other ones that do it globally, like International Justice Mission. I'll link both of those in the show notes too. I know with Polaris, you can donate to help them with their efforts. The other one, I forget their website. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in. If you, like Andre said in a previous episode, if you have a Spotify, like, follow us and listen to us.
Yeah, that's where we're at, and that's where we're hosting from.
Battle is from.
Yeah, if you're on Spotify, make sure you're following us there, because that's where we're hosting from. I know, because of the analytics, I hate everyone whispering right now. I know because of analytics, most of you follow us on Apple, but we don't. Apple isn't paying us.
Would you prefer slurping noises?
Yeah, that one person who I won't name on Instagram, we're going to keep slurping.
Yeah, I'm going to gag myself.
Yeah. Gag City. So follow us on Spotify, check out the music at the end. We love you, we appreciate you listening, especially all of you who stuck around during our extended hiatus. You were still listening and downloading. You're still out there, and we appreciate you for that. So kisses from the homies, slurps from the homies,
sloppy toppies from the homies.
I'm gagging.
Yeah. If you ain't gagging your bro, you ain't your friends.
Fuck is wrong with
dude. I mean, I kiss my homies. Network, show me how to network.
I kiss my homies right on the mouth.
Yeah. Me and Robert, we kiss the homies. We're serious about it. Yeah, dude. Alright. Bye.
Oh. Wait. Huh? Did you stop recording?
No.
You need to give us permissions to be able to share our stuff. And that's the episode.
Do you wanna see?